We present All Gas and Gaiters. The bishop gives a present. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's special guest, Joan Sanderson, as Mrs. Pew Critchley. In the bishop's study, the Reverend Mervyn Newt, domestic chaplain to the Bishop of St. Ogg's, sits reading a magazine.
Well, well, well.
Newt! Newt!
Oh, my lord, you're back.
I am Newt.
I didn't hear you come in.
So I noticed. May I ask what has so captured your attention in that periodical?
Oh, this. Oh, it's nothing, my lord. Just a woman's magazine.
A woman's magazine?
Yes, it was delivered with the papers after you left this morning. It's called Her.
Really, never mind what it's called. Newt, what I want to know is, why are you sitting reading it in the middle of the afternoon instead of getting on with some work?
I'm sorry, my lord, I didn't mean to, but one of the articles caught my eye.
What sort of an article, Newt?
A medical article.
Yes, just as I feared. Really, Newt, do you think you're wise to read that sort of thing?
Oh, yes, my lord. It's taught me something about women I didn't know before.
I don't doubt that, Newt.
But it is probably something you don't know either, my lord.
I don't doubt that either.
You see, elephants don't have any trouble. And that's because... however heavy their load, they never stop moving their legs.
Newt, what on earth are you talking about?
Varicose veins, my lord.
Oh, so then it really is a medical article?
Well, of course. I mean, what did you think it was?
Well, never mind what I thought it was, Newt. Don't you want to know how I got on?
Oh, yes, of course, my lord. Did you manage to find a silver biscuit barrel for the Dean?
Yes, I did, Newt, after tramping round half the jewellers in London. Would you like to see it?
Oh, yes, very much, my lord.
Oh, well, here we are, Newt. Now... what do you think of it?
Have you had it engraved?
No, there wasn't time. Besides, have you any idea what it would have cost? Pew Critchley is a very long name, Newt.
Yes, I didn't think of that. Well, how much is my share?
You and the Archdeacon each owe me £10.
Oh, do we?
Oh, do you think that's too much?
Well, no, my lord, but I'm afraid the Archdeacon will.
Yes, you could be right, Newt. I've noticed Henry's not exactly keen on the idea of giving a present to the Dean.
He certainly isn't. Do you know he came round just after you left this morning to stop you?
Henry did?
Yes, and when I told him he was too late, he was very cross. Oh, that'll probably be him now. Shall I go and let him in?
If you would, Newt, yes.
Right, my lord.
Now, let's have a look at this magazine. Oh, good gracious. So that's what they wear under a see-through dress.
The Archdeacon, my lord.
Ah, hello, Henry. I'm sorry you missed me this morning.
So was I, Bishop.
However, nothing you could have said would have stopped me. There wasn't any choice. We simply had to buy the Dean a present for his silver wedding.
I disagree.
But surely, Archdeacon, 25 years of marriage is an achievement.
For his wife. Possibly.
Really, come along, Henry. Even you must admit that some credit is due to the Dean.
Not after last night, Bishop.
Last night? What happened last night?
I saw him in Bridge Street with a blonde.
The Dean?
You can't have done, Archdeacon.
But I did.
What was he doing?
Oh, coming out of her house.
Hey, when was this?
After 10 o'clock.
Crikey, Moses.
Did you speak to him, Henry?
No, Bishop. He didn't see me.
Ah, but Henry, are you seriously suggesting the Dean is deceiving his wife on the eve of their silver wedding?
I am, Bishop.
But that means he's a whited sepulchre, Archdeacon.
Yes, and it means we needn't give him a present either.
Oh, Henry, really, don't you think you might be reading rather more into this incident than there is?
Well, he's at a dangerous age.
Oh, rubbish, Henry. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I say, steady on, Bishop.
No, Henry, I mean it. To come creeping round here with nasty, mean little bits of gossip just because you don't want to give the Dean a present, it's unworthy of you.
I'm sorry, Bishop.
And I should jolly well hope you are. Why, I mean, why are you so against giving the poor man a present anyway?
Because he keeps asking for one.
Well, yes, he has dropped rather a lot of hints about biscuit barrels, my lord, hasn't he?
Oh, well, I suppose he's dropped a few.
A few?
Oh, all right, Henry, more than a few.
Well, frankly, I think it's been most embarrassing.
Nothing like as embarrassing, Newt, as it would be if we'd let the occasion pass unmarked. Remember, both of you, we have to work with the Dean.
Point taken, Bishop.
Good, Henry. Now, let me show it to you. There. Now, what do you think of that?
Very nice.
Your share, Archdeacon, is £10.
£10? For that?
Oh, well, it's all I could find, Henry. And at the present price of silver, it was a bargain at £21.
Did you say £21, my lord?
Yes, well, that, of course, includes the box, Newt.
Threes into 21. Two sevens are 14. Three sevens are 20.
Oh, Newt, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, my lord, I think you must have made a mistake, don't you, Archdeacon?
I hope so.
A mistake?
Yes, you see, if the biscuit barrel costs £21 and the Archdeacon and I give £10 each, that means that you're only giving £1.
Well, what about my expenses?
Oh, well, of course, the train fare to London, yes, so let me see. That's £2 return.
Not first class, it isn't, Newt. And then there was my lunch on the way back.
Well, surely that doesn't add up to £9, my lord.
It does with taxes. You'd be very surprised, Henry.
Yes, Bishop, I am.
Would you mind waiting a little while for me to pay, my lord?
No, of course not, Newt, of course. When do you think you'll be ready?
Well, could we say the end of the month?
Of course. And you, Henry?
How about the end of the year?
Oh, really, Henry, £10 isn't such a lot of money to find.
It is when it's for the Dean, Bishop.
Oh, I know, dear old friend. But if he responds to our gesture, as I think he will, I promise you'll get good value for money.
Not as good as you've had, Bishop.
Oh, see who that is, will you, Newt?
Yes, my lord.
Now then, come along, Henry. Let's sit down.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Oh, don't sit on that magazine, Henry.
Hello, what's this?
Oh, it's just a copy of Her, Henry.
Really? Gracious.
What is it, Henry?
I shouldn't have thought there was much support in that.
It's the Dean, my lord.
You better put that biscuit barrel back in its box, Newt.
Right.
I wonder what he can want.
I expect he's come to drop another hint.
Oh, well, we'll soon see. You better ask him to come in, would you, Newt?
Yes, my lord. Will you come in, Dean?
Thank you. Good afternoon, my lord, Archdeacon.
Good afternoon, Dean.
Afternoon, Dean.
Tell me, Dean, what can I do for you?
Nothing, my lord. I just thought I would call to remind you what tomorrow is.
What did I say?
I beg your pardon, Archdeacon?
Granted.
I'm just going around the close to make sure that no one forgets.
Well, frankly, Dean, after the reminders you've been giving us during the past month, I don't think you need have any fear of that.
Oh, don't you? Splendid. Still, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Well, yes, I suppose that's one way of looking at it.
It's certainly mine, my lord. Oh, by the way, my lord, you will wear cope and mitre at matins, won't you?
Cope and mitre? Whatever for?
In honour of the occasion.
Oh, now, Dean, really, you've gone too far.
Much too far.
But the blessed St. Og is our patron saint.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Tomorrow is his festal day.
Oh, my dear Dean, I didn't realise you were talking about St. Og's Day.
Then what did you think I was talking about?
Your silver wedding. I'm sorry, Dean, yes, that was a bit of a mistake.
Of course, it's rather an amusing one.
Yes. Henry?
Extremely, Bishop.
One moment! My lord.
Yes, Dean?
Why should you think I would remind you about my silver wedding?
Well, I didn't mean remind exactly. It was just, well...
Drop a hint.
Yes, drop a hint.
But why should I drop hints about my silver wedding?
Well, Dean, I just thought you wouldn't want the day to pass entirely unmarked.
I trust you were not suggesting that I was fishing for gifts.
No, not fishing, exactly.
But we have got you a gift, Dean.
Hello.
Yes, Dean, it's in this box. Won't you take it with you?
I'm sorry, my lord, I don't wish to appear ungracious, but I'm not sure that I can accept a gift that is not freely given.
Oh, but this is freely given from us all, isn't it, Henry?
Yes, especially from you, Bishop.
But if you imagine that I was dropping hints...
Oh, no, Dean. We insist you have it.
It's a biscuit barrel.
A biscuit barrel? Oh, but that is something I've always wanted. How did you know?
Oh, indeed.
but let's call it intuition, Dean.
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted. I will take it and show it to Grace at once.
Oh, please do, Dean. And tell me, how is dear Mrs. Pugh Critchley? Busy with her preparations for tomorrow?
Oh, I imagine so, my lord.
Don't you know, Dean?
No, I fear not, Newt. I've been out so much lately that we've hardly seen each other.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Dean.
There's no need to be, my lord. After all, we have been married for 25 years.
Yes, of course. We bachelors don't understand much about marriage.
No, you could hardly expect to. Well, good afternoon, and thank you so much for the biscuit barrel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dean. Ah, well, Newt, we've just got time to do the mail before tea.
Right, my lord.
Henry, I expect you're rushing off somewhere.
No, Bishop.
But I thought you had to chair the Ways and Means Committee.
I'm in no hurry.
Oh, aren't you? Then what are your plans?
I thought I'd just glance at this magazine.
There's a very good article in it, Archdeacon.
Is there?
Yes, it's about women's legs.
Really? Oh, let me see that.
My dear Henry, I did not know that you were interested in varicose veins.
Varicose veins? Well, I thought Newt said...
We all know what you thought, Henry. Now, Newt, come along. Let's get on with some work.
Right, my lord.
These are the diocesan confirmation returns, are they?
Yes, my lord, but only up till Easter.
I see. Henry, do you mind? We're trying to work.
Oh, sorry, Bishop. It's this letter.
What letter?
Oh, is that the problem page, Archdeacon?
It certainly is.
That's Marjorie Holmes's column, my lord. It's really awfully good.
Yes, and so are the letters. Look at this one.
Which one, Henry?
This one, Bishop. Confused of Plymouth.
Good gracious. What an extraordinary suggestion for a milkman to make.
Yes, and in Lent, too. Isn't it surprising how people can be so frank?
It certainly is, Newt. Now, come along, we mustn't waste time.
Oh, look, my lord, look. There's one from St. Ogg's.
Where?
Here, worried St. Ogg's. I am afraid my husband doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, dear me.
Tut, tut.
He has always been a home bird, but has suddenly started going out at nights. I have never used lipstick, but when I did the washing last week, I noticed a great smear of it on his handkerchief.
Not too good, Henry.
No, Bishop. Very careless of him.
I don't know where to turn for help. If I told anyone, I'm sure they wouldn't believe me, as he holds an important public office.
What? Wait a moment. It must be somebody we know.
Must it, my lord?
Well, there aren't many important public offices in St. Ogg's.
Could it be the mayor?
No, he's a bachelor.
Oh, yes. What about the new headmaster of the comprehensive school?
Ah, I wonder. Yes. He's married, certainly. But does his wife wear lipstick?
Yes, Bishop. Peachy pink.
How on earth do you know that, Henry?
I asked her.
Oh, really? Go on reading, Newt. It may become clear.
Holds important public office and is well known for his strong Christian principles.
Then it's certainly not the headmaster. I wonder who it can be. Is that the end, Newt?
No, my lord, there's a bit more, but it's not very helpful.
Oh, pity, but what's it say?
Only that they're about to celebrate their silver wedding.
What? Great heavens!
But that's no help, my lord.
No help? Are you mad?
But I mean, lots of people could be about to celebrate their silver wedding. The dean, for example.
Precisely, Newt. The dean!
Yes, but... Crikey Moses!
I told you he was with a blonde, Bishop.
Yes, Henry, and I'm afraid you were right.
Yes, but it's not possible. I mean, you know, you said yourself the Archdeacon was assuming too much from that incident.
Ah, that was before I read this letter, Luke.
Yes, but it could be a coincidence.
Oh, one thing could be, that's true, but not three. Important public office, strong Christian principles, and a silver wedding.
And no lipstick.
Yes, that too, Henry. How many women are there in St. Ogg's besides Mrs. Pugh Critchley who don't use lipstick?
Well, dozens, my lord. There's the precentor's mother.
I am talking about women under 90, Newt.
What about Deaconess Salgrave?
Oh, well, yes, I'll give you Deaconess Salgrave.
No, Bishop.
But surely she doesn't wear lipstick, Henry?
Yes, she does. On Saturday nights.
Are you sure, Archdeacon?
Yes, I happen to know.
Oh, but the Dean and Mrs. Pugh Critchley are such a devoted couple.
They may appear so, Newt, but who knows what goes on when they are alone in the deanery and the doors are shut.
Hello. Is that Eastman's, the jeweler's? Mr. Eastman, this is Mrs. Pugh Critchley speaking. I'm ringing to let you know the biscuit barrel has arrived. Yes, I'm sure my husband will be delighted with it.
Grace, I'm back. Oh, where are you?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Eastman. Good day. In the morning room, Lado.
Ah, Grace, my love.
You're back early, Lado. What have you got in that box?
It's from the palace, my love. They've given us a present.
I should hope they have, after all you've done for them. What is it?
A biscuit barrel.
A biscuit barrel?
Well, you know I've always wanted one, my love.
Yes, dear. I know you have.
I hoped we might have had your father's, but he left it to Ethel.
Yes, dear. And I always said he shouldn't have done that.
I must say it's very gratifying to think that we shall have one at last.
But how did they know?
Between ourselves, my love. I dropped a hint.
Oh, Lionel, should you have done that?
I felt I had to, Grace, or goodness knows what they'd have come up with.
That's true. Well, now you're back, I'll go and make tea.
No, my love, I have to go out.
Oh, Lionel, not again.
I fear so.
But you've been out every evening for weeks.
It can't be helped, Grace.
Well, what is it this time? The Ways and Means Committee, I suppose.
They are meeting, yes, my love.
Well, it's a great pity they can't find someone else to take the chair. You're far too conscientious. How long will you be?
Sometime. Goodbye, my love.
Love?
Yes, my love.
Does this mean you won't be back for at least half an hour?
I'm afraid so. Why do you ask?
Nothing. I was just thinking of tea.
Of course. Well, goodbye.
Oh, dear. Now what am I going to do?
To think of it. The dean of all people forming an illicit union.
Yes, and keeping a mistress too.
I just can't believe it.
Well, it's no good taking that attitude, Newt. We've got to face up to it.
Yes, of course, my lord. Tell me, what will you do?
Well, I haven't decided yet, Newt. I shall, of course, discuss the matter with the Chancellor, and then I suppose take it up with Lambeth.
No. No, I mean at the human level. What will you say to Mrs. Pugh Critchley?
Oh, nothing, of course.
But isn't it your duty as her bishop?
My dear Newt, Mrs. Pugh Critchley has chosen to ask Marjorie Holmes for advice, and frankly, I'm very relieved she has, because I wouldn't know what to say to her. Oh, see who that is, will you?
Yes, my lord. The palace and dogs? The bishop's chaplain speaking. Oh, Yes, I'll tell him. Goodbye. That was Mrs. Pugh Critchley.
What did she want?
She's coming over to see you privately on a delicate matter.
Hey, oh, no, she can't. I mean, I wouldn't know what to say to her. This is a nightmare. What can I do? Henry, for goodness sake, suggest something.
You could try this magazine, Bishop.
What?
Yes, my lord. Marjorie Holmes' advice is always awfully good. Shall I read you what she says?
Well, I suppose you may as well, Newt. There's nothing else.
Wait a minute, here we are. Your husband is at a dangerous age.
What did I say?
I'm getting fed up with what you say, Henry.
You say you don't wear lipstick. Have you let yourself go? Are you still the bride he married? A little lipstick can work wonders.
Lipstick? What's the good of lipstick? I can just see myself recommending Mrs. Pugh Critchley to use lipstick.
But it might work, my lord. It does make a difference to ladies, doesn't it, Archdeacon?
It certainly does. To Deaconess Salgrave. Here, Bishop, give her this.
What? Henry, what's this?
A lipstick, Bishop. Peachy pink.
Archdeacon, is that what the headmaster's wife uses?
Yes, but I bought it for another lady friend of mine.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Henry. Go on, Newt.
However, if you don't feel this will help, why not talk the problem over with someone who knows you both, your doctor or a family friend? It could be there is something wrong with the intimate side of your marriage. Oh, dear. It looks as though Mrs. Pugh Critchley must have decided lipstick won't help, and so she's coming to talk to you, my lord, about the, about what it said.
Oh, well, why didn't she choose the doctor? What am I going to do? I've got nothing to say to her.
I don't know, but she'll be here in a minute. She said she was coming straight over.
What? Henry, you'll have to talk to her for me.
Sorry, Bishop, I'm off.
Oh, but Henry, no, you can't leave me like that.
Yes, I can, Bishop.
Are you going to the Ways and Means Committee, Archdeacon?
Yes.
Yes, well, I'll come with you.
Oh, no, but you're not on the Ways and Means Committee, Newt.
No, my lord, but I've got to catch the post. Come on, Archdeacon, here's your hat.
Thanks, Newt.
I'll just open the door and, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, yes, excuse us, we're in rather a hurry. Come on, Archdeacon.
Coming.
How very...
But Henry, you can't leave me to deal with this. What do I know about the intimate side of marriage? Dear lady.
Ah, Bishop, I wanted to see you.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather see a doctor?
The doctor? Why should I want the doctor?
Well, I just thought he might be more help.
Really, Bishop, if this is a joke, I'm afraid I don't quite see the humour of it.
Oh, very sorry, my dear lady. Won't you come into the study?
Thank you.
Do sit down, won't you?
Thank you, Bishop. I've come to talk about Lionel.
Yes, I was rather afraid you had.
I'll come straight to the point. Bishop, there are some things in life a man doesn't need two of.
No, dear lady, indeed.
You agree?
Decidedly, dear lady. I will go further. There are some things a man has no right to have two of.
Ah, then you won't blame me for speaking out when I find poor dear Lionel in this position.
On the contrary, madam, I admire the way that you are facing up to the situation.
Thank you, Bishop.
Not at all.
Right, well, now, the only problem then is which one is he to have?
But my dear lady, there can be no question. Yours is the prior claim.
That's just what I hoped you'd say. That settles that.
Yeah, just one moment, dear lady. Shouldn't we ask ourselves how this situation arose in the first place?
Ah, well, of course. I admit it's all Lionel's fault.
All his fault?
Oh, definitely. But I can't blame him. You see, he's always wanted one.
He has. Always.
Oh, yes. Throughout our marriage, it's become almost an obsession with him.
Oh, I see. Dear lady, you don't have to answer this if you find it too embarrassing, but have you ever asked yourself why he has this obsession?
No, I can't say that I have.
You don't think it perhaps is due to some failure on your part?
Me?
Well, is there something perhaps that you should have done and haven't?
I don't think so. I've always made every effort not to let them go soft.
Perhaps we should ask ourselves what this other woman has to offer him.
Woman? What woman?
Well, the woman we've been talking about.
But I've been talking about a biscuit barrel.
A biscuit barrel?
Of course. You've bought him a biscuit barrel, sir. He doesn't need two biscuit barrels.
My dear Mrs. Bugritchley, we appear to have been at cross purposes.
But what's this about a woman?
Well, dear lady, I am afraid I assumed you wished to talk to me about that problem after seeing the letter.
What letter?
Well, the one in this magazine. Look.
Surely you don't take her, Bishop.
No, of course I don't. It was wrongly delivered.
Oh, it's probably mine. I haven't had this week's.
Then you haven't seen your letter?
My letter? Well, I haven't written any letter.
Surely you can't deny that this is your letter. Read it.
Oh. From Warrid, St. Ogg's. I'm afraid my husband doesn't love me anymore. He's always been a home bird, but has suddenly started going out at night. You really don't think I wrote this?
Well, if you didn't, who did?
I should think it was Sylvia Cleghorn.
What, the wife of the chairman of the water board? But I mean, he's a man of strong Christian principles.
Possibly, but he left for Dublin with his secretary on Wednesday.
I can't believe it.
You can't, Bishop, can't you? Yet you're prepared to believe it of your own dean.
Ah, yes, but only after he'd been seen in Bridge Street with a blonde.
Lionel? In Bridge Street? Who saw him?
The Archdeacon.
Ah, the Archdeacon. And when, pray, did the Archdeacon see him?
Last night after 10 o'clock.
I see. Well, Bishop, I've heard quite enough of this nonsense. Will you please ring Lionel at once?
No, dear lady, do not let us
please
be too hasty.
Do well, as I say.
Well, where is he?
Taking the chair at the Ways and Means Committee.
Right. But he isn't.
I tell you, he is.
But he can't be. The Archdeacon is taking it.
Fiddlesticks. Lionel is. He told me so himself not a quarter of an hour ago.
Oh, my lord. Am I interrupting?
Yes, you are, Newt, but don't apologise.
I've just seen him.
Who?
The Dean.
Speak up.
The Dean!
Lionel? Where? At the Ways and Means Committee?
No, in Bridge Street.
In Bridge Street?
Yes, I was posting the letters in that pillar box on the corner, and I was checking that the post hadn't gone, because you know that they sometimes...
Oh, never mind about all that, Newt. What was the Dean doing?
Well, he was with a lady. A fair-haired lady.
You mean he was talking to her?
No, he was going into her house.
Mm. What did I tell you, madam?
Oh, I can't believe it. Lionel with another woman. After all these years, It's too much.
Quick, Duke, quick. A glass of sherry for Mrs. Pugh Critchley.
Yes, my lord.
Dear lady, don't upset yourself. Don't, please. Here, drink this.
Bishop, I never drink.
Well, now's the time to start.
Very well. I just don't understand it. What shall I do? What shall I do? Bishop, you must advise me.
Oh, no, dear lady, I'm afraid I can't.
Well, someone must.
Well, don't worry, Mrs. Pugh Critchley. Marjorie Holmes already has. You see, the thing is, your husband is at the dangerous age, and you've let yourself go.
How dare you? I've done nothing of the kind.
No. Well, Chaplin means, are you still the bride that your husband married?
Of course not. And after 25 years, I can assure you he's not the bridegroom either.
Oh, well, in that case, has Miss Holmes got any other advice, Newt?
Only lipstick, my lord.
Oh, yes, of course. Have you ever thought of using lipstick?
Lipstick? Of course not. Lionel hates lipstick.
Are you sure?
Of course I am. He says it's thoroughly unhygienic and an insult to womanhood.
I see. Newt, was the woman in Bridge Street using lipstick?
Yes, my lord, she certainly was.
There. Perhaps he doesn't hate it quite as much as you think.
But I don't understand.
Well, why don't you try some, Mrs. Pugh Critchley?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Look, I've got a lipstick here. Why don't you go upstairs to the bathroom, put it on, then come down and show us.
Oh, yes, Marjorie Holmes says it can work wonders.
But will it really make such a difference?
How can we tell, dear lady, unless you agree to try it?
Well, perhaps, Bishop, if you say so.
I do. Here you are. Now, up you go to the bathroom and bring us down a lovely surprise.
Well, if you put it like that, Bishop, how can I refuse?
Oh, you can't, dear lady, you can't. I won't allow it. Up you go. Oh,
very well, Bishop, and thank you. I shan't be long.
Take your time, dear lady, take your time.
Oh, my lord, you were wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Newt.
I don't know how you did it.
Oh, well, it's just one of those moments, Newt, when one knows without question that one is doing the right thing. Mm. Oh, see who that is, will you?
Yes, my lord. Ah, Dean. Do come in.
Thank you, Newt. Back again, my lord.
Ah, so I see, Dean.
I wonder if I might leave this parcel here tonight. It's my present to my wife.
Of course, Dean. Put it here on the hall table.
You're still giving her a present then, Dean?
What do you mean?
My chaplain has just seen you in Bridge Street, Dean.
Indeed.
Yes, Dean, with the fair lady.
Oh, you mean Mrs. Johnson.
Oh, is that her name?
I gather, Dean, you've been seeing quite a lot of Mrs. Johnson recently.
Almost every night for the past 3 weeks, my lord. Still, the result is worth it.
The result? What result?
This, my lord. There. What do you think of that?
Oh, isn't it nice? Look, my lord, a bust of the Dean. Did Mrs. Johnson do that?
Indeed, she did a fine piece of work, don't you think?
But we thought...
Quiet, Duke, quiet. Is that all that you've been doing in Bridge Street, Dean?
Oh, what else is there to do, my lord? It's not a very agreeable neighbourhood.
No, well, that's why we thought...
Quiet. Well, Dean, let's not keep you.
No, my lord, I must hurry home to Grace.
Oh, but Dean, look...
Quiet, Newt.
No, but look, my lord, it's no good the Dean going home to find Mrs. Pugh Critchley when all the time that she's up there in the...
Bishop!
Grace? Do I hear Grace upstairs?
I've put it on, but I can't for the life of me see that what difference it... Lionel!
Grace, what are you doing here, my love?
Don't call me that, please.
Don't call you what?
Your love.
Why on earth not?
You know quite well why not.
No, my love, I don't. What are you talking about? And what have you got on your mouth?
Lipstick. Can't you see?
But you know I detest lipstick.
I know you say you do.
What does that mean?
Well, doesn't it depend who's wearing it?
Come on, Newt, quickly.
Where are you going, my lord?
Into the study. Shut the door.
What are you doing, my lord?
I am ringing Miss Marjorie Holmes, Newt. It seems to me we're definitely going to need some very good advice.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, Joan Sanderson. The Bishop Gives a Present was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by John Dias.